continuing our series of pre-Yantar Shiurim. So we've been talking about one theme over the last couple of weeks, is what the impact that the Beis HaMikdash had on the celebration of the Yom Tovim, and in particular the celebration of Rosh Hashanah. So we spoke a lot about the Kedushas HaYom of Rosh Hashanah, the whole idea of one day and 2 days, which really has its roots back to the days of the Beis HaMikdash. And we spoke about the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar, certain Kiyum of Mikdash and Shofar, and Shofar and Chatzotzeros, and Shofar B'Mikdash, Chutz LaMikdash, etc. And now we move on to really, in a sense, the last part of this, part of our series, about the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. The mitzvah of Simchas Yontif relates to Rosh Hashanah, but it relates to all the Yom Tovim, is very much linked to the Beis HaMikdash. We need a little bit of just of a background as to the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif in general, and then see how it plays out, particularly in terms of Rosh Hashanah, and particularly how the Mikdash plays a role, or perhaps doesn't play a role, in terms of Simchas Yom in general, and Simchas Yom concerning Rosh Hashanah. So the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is obviously a mitzvah min HaTorah. The Torah says it explicitly, v'samachti b'chagecha. It says it explicitly by Sukkot. It says it explicitly by Shavuos. It doesn't say it explicitly by Pesach, but the Tesha B'Peh tells us, based on a comparison between the Shal Shogolim, that there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Pesach as well. So min HaTorah, there's for sure a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on the Shalosh Regalim. What is less than clear is, what about Rosh Hashanah? Is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah? Why should there not be a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah? So Rosh Hashanah, we know, has certain characteristics of Yontif. There's a mitzvah malach, obviously, on Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, it is fundamentally different than the Shalosh Regalim, in the sense that you don't come to the Beis HaMikdash. The Shalosh Regalim is a mitzvah of those who are learning Daf Yomi, this morning's Daf. There's a mitzvah of bringing a Korban Olan, bringing Korban Chagigas, and bringing Korban Shami Simchas. And none of that applies. There's no mitzvah aliyah l'regel on Rosh Hashanah. So is that important or is it not important? Is that a significant characteristic that's lacking in Rosh Hashanah or not? So there is a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam about what exactly the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif really is. What is the mitzvah d'oraisa when the Torah says v'samachtim b'chagecha? So Tosfos interprets that mitzvah to be referring only to the bringing of Shami Simcha. As in this morning's daf, v'samachtim b'chagecha means as a mitzvah d'oraisa v'zman shebeis mikdash akayim, to bring special additional karbonos and for the purpose of eating the meat. That's the mitzvah. V'samachtim b'chagecha. Ein simcha el b'achilas b'sai shlomim. The Gemara has that statement in Maseches Pesachim. So Tosfos took that Gemara literally, that the mitzvah d'arais of Simchas Yontif is only in the context of mikdash, only in the context of achilas b'sai shlomim. Therefore, Tosfos in Ma'akotim Daf Yedarim of days right that Simchas Yontif b'zman hazeh is only midin rabbanim. The whole mitzvah of Simchas Yontif today, the fact that we have mead and wine and we take our kids to the amusement park, we have all the different things that we do that, and we hide behind the phrase Simchas Yontif. It's nice, it's important, but that's what's called Shar Smachos. And Tosfos claims, based in the Gemara, that that's only a mitzvah midirabbanan bizman hazeh. And the Rambam clearly disagrees. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontif that although a primary mitzvah is to bring the karbanos, the Rambam also agrees that you bring the special karbanos of Yontif. But the Rambam writes that yesh b'chla mitzvah zil sameach b'shar smachos. Included in the mitzvah, the Arai, Lashon of the Rambam is pretty clear that it's the Araisa. That part of the mitzvah, the Araisa, Simchas Yontif, is to do other things, basi yai, whatever those other things happen to be. But in terms of being deraisa, so the Rambam holds that they're also in a certain sense deraisa. So machlokes from one extreme to another, Tosfos holds that only Simchas B'sar Shlom is deraisa, everything else is on a midirabban, and the Rambam says everything is going to be deraisa. L'chor, it's this machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam that should now spill over to Rosh Hashanah. Can we conceive of a mitzvah deraisa of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah? Well, according to Tosfos, the answer is obviously not. According to Tosfos, you can't have Simcha D'Araisa in the absence of Achilas B'Sar Shlomim. So according to Tosfos, how can it possibly be a mitzvah D'Araisa with Samach B'Chagecha on Rosh Hashanah? Maybe there's no mitzvah even in the Rabbanah, but for sure Midaraisa there can't be, because Rosh Hashanah is not a time of Akrovas Kabbanos. You don't come to the Beis HaMikdash in Rosh Hashanah. There's no mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel in Rosh Hashanah. There's no Akrovas Kabbanos in Rosh Hashanah. There's no Achilas B'Sar Shlomim, nothing. So according to Tosfos, the whole picture of Simcha D'Araisa doesn't exist. But what about according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, who says that v'samach b'chagecha can mean other things also, even on a level of the araisa, that if they're bas yai and other shal smachos, so then maybe there's simcha and Rosh Hashanah also. According to the Rambam, all you need to have a chiyuv simcha is the phrase v'samach b'chagecha. So is Rosh Hashanah called the chag? It's not called the chag in the chumash, but it's called the chag in Kisvei Kodesh. V'kesel yom chageinu, the psukim referred in Tehillim, referred to Rosh Hashanah as a chag. So it's quite possible that according to the Rambam, there would be an actual mitzvah d'araisa of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Even according to the Rambam, who holds that there's a mitzvah deraisa, most probably holds there's a mitzvah deraisa of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, does that mean it's on par with the Shalosh Regalim? Does it mean it's mamash the same mitzvah of Simcha? So one can argue that even according to the Rambam, that there is Simcha deraisa outside of Mikdash, even the Rambam concedes that the Ika mitzvah Simcha is Mikdash. The Rambam holds that, brisk avoid. The Rambam holds there are two dinim of Simchas Yontov. There's the real Simcha, that's the Ikar Simcha, that's Simchas HaKarbanos. And then the Rambam holds there's a secondary kiyum of Simcha. It's Deraisa, not like Taisus who says it doesn't exist but a Torah. It is Deraisa, but it's on a lower level of Simcha. It's a different type of a Simcha. Shar Smachos is true Min HaTorah, but it's not the same as the Simchas HaMikdash, Simchas HaKarbanos. And even if Rosh Hashanah has a din of Simchas Yontov, it's only going to have the second half, not going to have the first half. Why would I think that that's true? And how does this express itself? Lamaisa? I'm supposed to smile only half smile? What does it mean exactly that I don't have Simchas HaKarbanos, but I do have Shar Smachos? How does that play out? Lamaisa? So there is a Chiddush in the Sefer Turi Evin. The Turi Evin was written by the Shagas Aryeh. So the Turi Evin suggests that there was an issa ben HaTorah of getting married on Yontif. So the Turi Evin suggests that issa deraisa wouldn't apply on Rosh Hashanah. The issa b'samach b'chagecha min HaTorah would only apply on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, not on Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't mean Lamaisi can get married on Rosh Hashanah anyway. There are other problems, other technicalities in terms of getting married, but in terms of the Issa Deraisa, it wouldn't apply on Rosh Hashanah. He has a Rai from Gemara Ksubas, others disagree with the Rai, whatever it is. That's the Turi Evin's Chiddush. So according to this Turi Evin, does that mean to say there's no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? That means if you're allowed to get married, so there's no violation of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, there's no B'Samach, B'Chagech, V'lo B'Ishtecha. So that's clearly not the case, because the Turi Evin in the Sefer Shekes Aryeh happens to be one of the biggest supporters of the idea that there is Simcha Sayom on Rosh Hashanah. There is a mitzvah of Simcha Derais in Rosh Hashanah. What is the Shagas Aryeh's position on this? How was he so convinced that there's some degree of Simcha Mederaisa? So the Shagas Aryeh understood that the heter of cooking on Yontif is linked to the mitzvah of Simcha's Yontif, based on his reading of a sugya in Maseches Pesachim that many others disagree with. So the Shagas Aryeh understood that the only time that there's a heter to cook on Yontif is because the Torah wants you to enjoy Yontif. It's a part of the key of Simcha. It's so to speak like Simcha's Yontif is Deicha, the issue of Malacha on Yontif. It's a very mechudish type of formulation of the heter of Eichel Nefesh. The Rabban al-Torah for sure doesn't accept this. The Rabban al-Torah writes that the reason why you're allowed to cook on Yontif is because the Torah Nevasa cooked on Yontif. Kol melechas avoid losasu, according to the Ramban, means melacha is short of cooking. Any melacha that's related to Eichel Nefesh is not called melechas avoid, the Ramban says. If you look at the Chumash, so the Torah almost always describes the Isra of Yontif with the term melechas avoda. On Shabbos is referred to as melacha, but Yontif is referred to as melechas avoda. The Ramban says that bishul was never also on Yontif. Carrying food was never also on Yontif. Lighting fires was never also. All these things were never also in the first place. The Shagas Aryeh was working with the Lomdus that they're also. Sha'ein bin Shabbos the Yontif. Everything is also on Yontif. And you have to bring a matir. So what's the matir? The matir is Eichel Nefesh. And why is Eichel Nefesh mutter? Eichel Nefesh is mutter because the Torah clearly wants us to enjoy Yontif. So according to the Shagas Aryeh's understanding, that any time you're cooking on Yontif, it must be as an expression of the fact that you're supposed to be enjoying yourself and eating. So the Shagas Aryeh says, everybody knows you're allowed to cook in Rosh Hashanah. Right? We all know our wives cook in Rosh Hashanah. How could the Torah permit you to cook in Rosh Hashanah? It must be that there's some kind of an idea of enjoying Rosh Hashanah also. It must be there's a Simcha Sayom licked in Rosh Hashanah also. So now we have a stira in Shagas Aryeh, because the Shagas Aryeh was the one who said there's a mitzvah deraisa of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, and if there's no mitzvah of Simcha, then there's no way to cook. So the heter of cooking is megalat us, reveals to us that there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, but the Shagas Aryeh himself is the one who said you're allowed to get married in Rosh Hashanah. How do you explain that phenomenon? How could it be that you're allowed to get married in Rosh Hashanah, but you're still allowed to cook in Rosh Hashanah? How could it be? It's a stira. Is the Simcha or no Simcha? So the answer is brisket Torah. There are two dinim of Simcha. There's a Simchas HaMikdash, and there's a Simcha Shar Smachos. It's Simchas Shar Smachos that exist in Rosh Hashanah. There is no mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah in terms of Mikdash. Haraya, nobody goes to the Beis Mikdash. There's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Hashanah. Shar Smachos exists in Rosh Hashanah, and that's a Din Mideraisa, and that's the matter to cook. The heter of cooking emanates from Shar Smachos. The Torah wants me to have my meat, wants me to have my wine, wants me to enjoy myself, so therefore I'm allowed to cook on Rosh Hashanah. But the issue of getting married in Yontif is not a result of Shar Smachos. The issue of getting married on Yontif is a result of Simchas HaMikdash. Simchas HaMikdash, you have to curtail getting married. How do you know? V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. What does b'chagecha mean? So b'chagecha, we always translate, you shall rejoice in your festival. So the Gemara interprets it a little bit different. V'samachta b'chagigascha. You have to bring a carbon chagiga. You have to celebrate with karbonis. You have to come to the Beis HaMikdash and celebrate with your Ribono Shel Olam. Now is not the time to be getting married, to celebrate with your wife. So therefore the Sheges Aryeh clearly understood that there are two different halachas of simcha. There are two different parameters of simcha. The simchas hamikdash and the simchas shar smachas. Simchas hamikdash creates the issue of getting married, which taka doesn't exist in Rosh Hashanah. And simcha chutz lamikdash of shar smachos exists, and that creates the heter of cooking on Yom Tov, but that does not create an issue of getting married. Right, so Chatzil Lechem and Chatzil Hashem is a different word. First of all, there's a big question whether Chatzil Lechem and Chatzil Hashem, is that part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, or is that a separate mitzvah legamri? That's a lumdish question. There are two different mitzvahs. There's Chatzil Lechem and Chatzil Hashem, or is Chatzil Lechem and Chatzil Hashem the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? That's shaila number one. And shaila number two, it's still not a steer to this. Because when we speak about Chatzil Lechem and Chatzil Hashem, that means the Ribono Shel Olam says, yeah, go and have your meal with your wife, but don't get married. It means you're allowed to, you're supposed to, it's a machna tov esech, you're supposed to enjoy Simchas Yom Tov together with your family, but you're not supposed to create such a celebration, such as a marriage, which will, in a sense, overshadow the mitzvah of Simchas HaMikdash. That's the issue of a semach b'chagecha. So it's no stira to enjoy with your family, but it is a stira if you have a whole fancy chasana meal, if you have a whole chasana at the expense of Simchas HaMikdash.
Could you say something like the Ayin says, it makes a distinction between Simchas Purim and Simchas Yom Tov, that with the Simcha, when the Simchas Mikdash, that defines the day as a Yom Tov Simcha, so of course you can't get married, because the whole day is a day of Simcha, so then it would be stira if you have two different kinds of Simchas together. Good. But if you only hold the Shai Simcha,
it's only Shasa Simcha. When you're eating your meat,
right,
that's Simcha.
Right, Shai Simcha, is just, you know,
right.
How you do it.
Right. So Mishas Yavis has that for Purim. Right. Mishas Yavis explains that for Purim. Right. The only problem is that the Lashon Rambam doesn't sound the way Nuchas Yom Tov, because the Rambam writes that a person is b'chuyiv on Yom Tov to be samech v'tov leiv the entire time. That's what they say from the Gra, that the hardest mitzvah of the whole year to do is the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Because if you get into a bad mood for even a second on Yom Tov, so you mevatel the mitzvah for that second, you're not fulfilling the samech v'chagecha. So that doesn't sound the way. That din doesn't apply on Nuchas Purim. There's no din on Purim, you have to be samech v'tov leiv the entire day. You have to have bosa, yayin, whatever it is, you want to be miserable in the morning. That's your, you want to be a frown.
Right, I thought that simple was when the Simchas Mikdash. That's the whole thing. That day is defined.
I was going to
take that away.
You have to look at the Ram. But the Ram doesn't say that. The Rambam presents the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov as Simchas HaMikdash, and then the secondary Simcha of Shas Mochos, Yesh Bukhal Simcha Zud, and then the Ram speaks about Chai Vanu Liyos Samech Tov Lis. I'm not sure whether that bears out. Let's take a look again at Russian Ram Simchas Yom Tov. So Tosis points out that that's the context of the Tosis in Moikot and Daf Yudalim, where Tosis writes that even though Simchas Yom Tov is only mid Rabbanon, but it still has the ability to cancel Avelos, because Avelos is also only mid Rabbanon. The Shita that Tosis is that even the first day is the Rabbanon. So that's what Tosis says, Simchas Yom Tov cancels Avelos. What you're asking is that you see at least that there's a mitzvah of some kind of simcha in Rosh Hashanah. How could Tosis say there's no simcha in Rosh Hashanah? It doesn't exist. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said, it's a machlokes HaTanan, but we pass in La Locha that Rosh Hashanah cancels Avelos. That was the Maharil's Raya. The Maharil says that it's obvious that there's something on Rosh Hashanah. You can't say Rosh Hashanah, there's no simcha. If the Gemara says in Moikot Daf Yudalit that the reason why Yom Tov cancels Avelos is because of Simchas Hayom, and we know that Rosh Hashanah cancels Avelos, like put two and two together, there's got to be some kind of Simchas Hayom on Rosh Hashanah. That's not a real set. So perhaps one could be Deicha, that Raya as follows. One perhaps could be Deicha, that maybe there are three dinim of Simchas. Simchas is becoming very, very complicated. We thought, it's a real brisket, a real lamdan. You take something as Simcha, and the Hasidim love it, they're dancing and saying, you have to analyze it. There are three different human. By the time you finish with Simcha, you're not even sure where it's hard to be happy. You're so confused what you're supposed to be doing. It's a shame mitzvah. So It reminds me of when I lived in Kiryat in the first year. So at the meal on Shavuos, a few of us were sitting, we were talking about the Kinyan Chalipin. We were talking about the Psukim Megillas Rus, about, you know, Kinyan Chalipin. You heard the Yom of Kinyan Chalipin. So I remember I made an observation at the meal. I said, you know, if someone who's not such a litvish person, that's probably not the first thing they talk about in Shavuos. Shavuos, they're saying that they're up in the Olmos Al Yonim. A real litvach at Shavuos. What does he talk about? Kelim Shokoyne, Kelim Shomachne, this, the Kiyam of this, the Kiyam of das. So different styles. So when it comes to Simchas Yontif, that's how we analyze Simchas Yontif. So there is a ha'ara that's made by Rav Shtermbruch, Moshe Shtermbruch in the Seif, and Moadim Uzmanim, that it seems very difficult to when the Gemara says that the reason why there's no Avelus on Yontif is because of Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif is Doicha Avelus. So there is a big question when exactly the mitzvah Simchas Yontif begins. There are some who suggest that Simchas Yontif only begins in the morning of Yontif. There's no Simcha perhaps the night before. That's a highly questionable assumption, but there are some who say that. So ask Rav Shtermbruch, if so, why does Yontif cancel Avelus at the beginning of Yontif? If you hold there's no Simcha at night, so then you should observe, you should still sit Shiva until the morning. You should get it from Shiva in the morning. And the second question he asks is a big question whether women are chayavas in Simchas Yontif. That was Mamash today's daf. Are women obligated in Simchas Yontif? That's a big machlokes in the Gemara. So one day in the Gemara says that women are mamash chayavas in Simchas Yontif. Because the Torah says, v'samachta, ha'yosam, v'almona, v'incho, v'itecha. I'm trying to avoid that pasuk only because that pasuk, v'samachta, v'isecha, happens not to appear explicitly by Yontif. It actually is by Achilles Ma'aseh She'ini. And it's a pella under Rashi in today's daf. Why Rashi sticks that pasuk in? So I was trying to avoid the Shulchan Aruch, but you brought it in, so I gotta mention it. But anyway, getting back to this. So clearly the Torah speaks about women participating in Simchas Yontif. So the Gemara has a machlokes and Maseches Kedushin. Does that mean that women are mamish chayavos in Simchas Yontif? It's an exception to the rule of Zman Grama. But do we say, nah, women are not chayavos in Simcha? The reason why the Torah speaks about women's participation is because the men are supposed to make sure the wives are happy. It's not the wife's chayav. The wife, if she wants to walk away and be miserable, that's her prerogative on Yontif. But I have a chayav to try to do my best to make her happy. So, Yisro Shtermach, according to that opinion in the Gemara, which we have to be shown in Paskin, like, the women are not really chayavos in Simcha Yontif. If a woman comes and asks the Shaila, am I chayavos to be happy? The answer is no. You want to be miserable, be miserable. So then how come a woman doesn't observe Avelus on Yontif? If the whole cancellation of Avelus is based on Simchas Yontif, women don't have that mitzvah. So it's very hard to understand what the Gemara Moikot Daf Yudalit says. The Gemara says that Simchas Yontif cancels Avelus, but we find examples where Simchas Yontif doesn't really exist. Simchas Yontif doesn't exist for the women, according to many. Simchas Yontif doesn't exist at night, according to many. But Afal P'chei, we find that Yontif somehow cancels it. So what's Pshat in all these Gemara's? Okay, no, but that's true. The Gemara calls it a mitzvah shel rabbim, but only because each yachid is part of the rabbim. Let's say when a woman comes and asks the shayla, she says, should I observe avelus or not? So l'chorah the answer should be, well, you don't have a mitzvah simchas yontif, so go close your door and sit on the floor and sit with your ripped clothes, take off your shoes and observe avelus. You have a mitzvah avelus. The Gemara says befeirish that the only reason why there's no avelus on yontif is because asi er simcha shel rabbim v'dochi avelus diyachid. That means that the woman is also l'chorah part of the mitzvah shel rabbim. According to what we're saying, according to many opinions of the Gemara, she's not l'chorah simcha. If she wants to close the door, she's not married, she doesn't have a husband to take care of, but no one's watching over her. She can go on a desert island and be miserable on Yontif, according to one opinion.
The halacha where the rabbin constitute a mitzvah that it's impregnable, meaning that it's
okay. So Henry's saying a totally different. You're saying a very very fancy pshat in the Gemara. What you're saying is that when the Gemara says that the mitzvah shel rabbin is dochel mitzvah shel yachid, the Gemara doesn't mean based on the rules of dechia. It's not like essay dechelos. It's a different part. What you're saying is, I'm going to put words in your mouth, but I think you're saying is like this. The halacha has to determine that this day is either a happy day or a sad day. That's the, on the calendar, it's got to have either a smile or a frown. Can't have both. So we have to be keveya. How do you establish this day? What are the guidelines? So we have different things, different considerations tugging at us. On the one hand, it's a mitzvah simcha. On the other hand, it's a very sad day. The person's in the middle of Shiva. So what do we draw a picture on the board? Do we draw it as a happy day or a sad day? So that's what the Gemara says is that the mitzvah shel rabim is doiched the shel yachid. That means in terms of kviyas hayom, as a yom simcha, we're going to call it as a yom simcha rather than a yom avil. This particular person may taka not have a mitzvah of simcha. That doesn't matter. That's the Gemara never meant it's b'toras d'chiyah. It's not that my mitzvah is d'chiyah, this mitzvah, and the simchas yontif is a greater mitzvah, and the yachid is a less of a mitzvah. So that may be important what you're saying, based on something we actually spoke about a couple of weeks ago. We spoke about, is there such a klal that an aseh of Ram is doicha and aseh of yachid? We spoke about this by the karbanas on Rosh Hashanah, when they messed up in the base of Mikdash and they forgot to bring the right karbanas. Can you bring the karbanas after the karban tamash ben arbaim is brought? So it was machlekes rishonim. So according to those rishonim, will say that there is no such rule that it Ram is doicha yachid. There's no such principle in halacha. So then the only other way to read that gemara is Henry's way. So you're right. According to that shtichul Torah, the Rosh Tumrach's kasha doesn't get off the ground. But Rosh Tumrach read the gemara kapshuta. The gemara does use the phrase Asi asei de rabim v'dochi asei de yachid. Tosfos for sure read the gemara like that. So how could it be that an esei shel rab is doicha the esei shel yachid? The woman doesn't even have the esei shel rabim. Or according to others, the esei shel rab doesn't even exist yet at night. So what do you mean the esei shel rab is doicha? There is no simchas yontif yet at night. There is no simchas yontif for women. So how do we explain away this phenomenon? So Shtumrach suggests that there's a third part of simchas yontif. We spoke about simchas yontif of karbanos, and we spoke about simchas yontif of shar smachos and bas of yayin. There's a third simchas yontif, what we alluded to before, the Lashon Rambam, is the simchas halev, that you have to be in a good mood. You're supposed to be cheery. You're supposed to be in a happy mood on yontif. That's a third mitzvah. So Shtumrach says, which of these three components of simcha is doicha avelos? Why is it that a person can't sit shiva on yontif? What's the problem? He'll sit shiva in the morning, then he'll go to the Beis Mikdash in the afternoon. He'll sit shiva in the morning, and he'll have his bas v'yayin in the afternoon. Why is that a stira? Why is there a contradiction between sitting shiva and observing simcha? So the answer is there's no contradiction. The contradiction is the simchas halev. A person is observing avelus, so he's in a certain mindset. You can't be sitting on the floor with your ripped clothes, your shoes off, on yontif, and tell the person, oh, by the way, you should be v'simcha v'tuv leiv at the same time. It can't be. So it's the mitzvah of simchas halev that's doicha, the dinim of avelus. That's what the din is. If that's true, so then that's true even for women. Women may be pturos as simchas yontif because women are pturos for mitzvah seisha as man grama, which are actions. But when it comes to mitzvahs which are not actions, so women are the same as men. But when it comes to the night of yontif, even those opinions that say there's no simcha night, that means there's no maisa simchas night because there's no beis hamikdash, there's no karbanos, there's no achil shlomim. So the parsha of simcha night, the maisa doesn't kick in until the morning. But simchas alev begins whenever yontif starts. The minute the yontif starts, that's when there's a mitzvah of simchas alev. So it could be that when we speak about avelus not taking place in yontif, that's a simchas alev dikadin, not a simchas ma'is dikadin. If all of that is correct, so then maybe we could salvage Rosh Hashanah also. When we say that there's no simchas Rosh Hashanah, according to those shittas, that there's no simchas Rosh Hashanah, maybe all that means is there's no simchas hamikdash, and the idea of shai smachos is only upside the rabbanon. But simchas alev maybe does exist. Maybe there is such a concept of simchas alev. It's a chiddush. Taisus doesn't talk about this. Taisus doesn't say anything like this. Taisus doesn't sound that they hold such an idea. But maybe we could salvage a little bit of simcha in Rosh Hashanah, that simchas hamikdash there isn't. And maybe basa v'yayin taka there isn't also. But at least simchas alev perhaps there is. So whatever it is, we're still not sure we can pin down exactly what the mitzvah of simcha in Rosh Hashanah is. Simchas hamikdash for sure it's not. That's not a shaila because there's no mitzvah v'lila regel. Shar smachas basa v'yayin, according to the Rambam, there probably is. According to Tosfos, that doesn't really exist in that Torah anyway, ever, even on Shalosh Regalim. And then maybe simchas alev, maybe and maybe no. It's unclear whether there's simchas alev. But one thing we do know, that even if Rosh Hashanah has some degree of simcha, it's not quite on par with the other, with the Shalosh Regalim. And according to some, that expresses itself in the following halacha, the very famous Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Maseches Tainis, Maseches Erech in a few places, about how come we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara poses the question, we should say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. Why did the Gemara think we should say Hallel? The Gemara is explaining to us why we don't. Why would one have thought, why is the starting point that you should have? So the Gemara says that whenever you have a day of Kedushas Hayom, there's a mechayev of saying Hallel. You say Hallel for one of two reasons. You say Hallel when there's an ace, like Hanukkah. There's no Kedushas Hayom in Hanukkah, but you still say Hallel. And you should have said Hallel on Purim, if not for the fact that there's some issue with the ace, wasn't quite complete for a variety of reasons. But in terms of Hanukkah, which is a bona fide ace, it was a complete ace. It happened in Eretz Yisrael, so the halacha requires that you say Hallel. So Hallel is a reflection of an ace, but Hallel is also a reflection of a Kedushas Hayom. Whenever you have a day of Moed, whenever you have a day of Chag, so you have to recite the Hallel. To such an extent that the Gemara thought maybe you should say Hallel on Shabbos also, and the Gemara said, no. It's not enough to have just a day of Yisrael Malach, it's got to be a Moed also. It's got to be a special occasion. So all, each of the Yom Tovim qualifies as a special occasion to recite Hallel. So the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, we should have also said Hallel. It's a special occasion. It's an Issam Alocha, it's a Moed, it's a Yom Tov. It has all the characteristics of saying Hallel. So the Gemara says, you're right, but you can't say Hallel anyway. You know why? Because since Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim, since the Book of Life and Death is open, you can't say Hallel. So therefore, we don't say Hallel in Rosh Hashanah. Question, well, what does that mean exactly? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is judging us in Rosh Hashanah, therefore we don't say Hallel. It's a little circular, but if the halacha is, it's a Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is a Mechayiv of Hallel, so why is that? Why is the fact that Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim, Lefanav, why is that considered to be somehow a poter from Hallel? So when the Rambam formulates this halacha, when the Rambam quotes this din in Uchas Chanukah, the din of Hallel, so the Rambam writes that you don't say Hallel in Rosh Hashanah because it's not a Yom Simcha Yaseira. It's not a higher level of Simcha. So the implication of the Rambam is, it's a Yom Simcha, but there's a new category of Simcha called the Simcha Yaseira. Simcha, that's a fourth level. There's Simchas Mikdash and Simcha Shasmachas and Simcha Zalev, and then there's the new Chiyuv called Simcha Yaseira. The Shalosh Regalim are days of Simcha Yaseira. Days of Simcha Yaseira are appropriate to say Hallel. Days of just Simcha, without Simcha Yaseira, not appropriate to say Hallel. So whenever you have a day that's not that extra dimension of Simcha, so we refrain from reciting Hallel. That's what Rav Zsolt writes in the same piece that you're referring to. He writes, he thinks that's the reason why we have the custom on Rosh Hashanah not to say in the davening and not to say in the Kiddush that it's Mu'adim L'Simcha Chagim Azmanim L'Sosom. The Rosh and the other Rosh Hashanah quotes two opinions, two Nusach HaTfilas in the days of the Gaonim. When you daven in Rosh Hashanah, so Vatitin Lo Hashem L'Kin B'Ava, so what do you say next? So half the Gaonim said, you say, Mu'adim L'Simcha Chagim Azmanim L'Sosom, Yom Zikar Nezeh, Yom Teruah Mikra Kodesh. And then he quotes the other minhag, which is our minhag. You say Vatitin Lan Hashem L'Kin B'Ava, and you skip that whole phrase of Chag Muzman Masasun. You just say Vatitin Lan Hashem L'Kin B'Ava as Yom Azikar Nazeh. Why do you leave out that phrase Chag Muzman Masasun Wadim Simcha? If you hold it as a Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, if you hold there's no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, it makes sense not to say it. But if you hold like we probably hold that there is some dimension of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, so why don't you mention it? So Jolti said he thinks it's part of the same sugya as the Hallel sugya. Only on a day of Simcha Yaseira do you draw attention. You make a fuss. Say, today's a gewaltig day, it's an unbelievable day. Listen to what I have to say about today. It's a Yom Simcha Yaseira. Rosh Hashanah, chill out. Relax a little bit, Rosh Hashanah. Don't be such a public announcement that it's a Yom Simcha. In the privacy of your own home, you can have your boss, you can have your yayin, you can sing a little bit, you can be a little happy. But to make a za statement and show them, that's like a pechisa, that's like taken away from it's a yom adin. You're supposed to the emphasis of the tefillah and Hashanah should be yom din. You should say it on the sign of Turkey. You don't say halal. It's not appropriate to say both. So the Rosh Hashanah is lacking that dimension of Simcha Yisrael, which is a halakha concept. It's not just a machshav, it's a halakha concept. That's the reason why it's not appropriate to say halal on Rosh Hashanah. So we have a lot of different types of Simcha. We have Mikdash, and we have Shar Smachas, we have Simcha Salev, and we have Simcha Yisrael that doesn't exist on Rosh Hashanah.
It's a pella because Shabbos is like the ultimate Simcha Yisrael.
No, it's the ultimate Neshama Yisera.
It's Brias Olam. Nothing. If you go back and we start from Brias Olam to today, nothing's a greater miracle than creating Shabbos.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't even parallel. It doesn't even make sense. Okay. Unless you say that it had to be something for specifically Klal Yisrael, not for the whole world. Because if you go to someone off the street and say, "What's great? Akash Baruch Hu gave you Shabbos, Brias Olam, or he gave you, you know, it's his Mitzrayim." You gotta say,
Brizolim
is like, there's nothing greater than that.
Okay, but Lav Dafka, that's the Mechayev of Simcha. That's not Simcha. There are other emotions that are conjured up with that. That Taisus quotes in the Yerushalmi that Shabbos is called the Yom Bracha. It's not called the Yom Simcha. So there are differences that just because it's a great thing doesn't necessarily translate to Simcha. Simcha is a very Yontif oriented type of thing. Perhaps what you're saying is correct, that it's more of a Klal Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu relationship type of a thing. Maybe that's part of the Simcha equation. It's quite possible. Maybe that's true, right. But the Pasha Dvarim is that there's no Simcha on Shabbos. Maybe the Simcha B'Mikdash on Shabbos. We spoke about this several times. That the Sefrei writes, Uviyom Simchaschem of Mu'adechem, and the Pasuk Chatzaitzah, so the Sefrei writes, Uviyom Simchaschem Elam HaShabbosos. Hilva Shabbosos said, where do you find Simchon Shabbos? There's no reflection of Simchon Shabbos. You don't bring, there's no Lila regular Shabbos, and there's no special boss of a Yayin Simchon. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. What's Pshat the Sifrei? So many say that what the Sifrei means is like this. that simcha on Shabbos Tacha doesn't exist, but the mikdash it exists. Because mikdash is a different thing. That may also be part of the story. When you come to the mikdash, when you bring the kavanos musaf on Shabbos, so maybe that's more of a reflection of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Maybe a primach shav, that may be part of this also. But someone argued that the mikdash is simcha on Shabbos, but not chutz lemikdash. So I think now I understand why Henry asked me this question. It's Henry l'shitasa. I'll tell you why. There's a machlokes to Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svard, whether you say Yismuchu b'malchuscha only at Musaf, or you say it by the other Shmonesers as well. So they explain, why did the minute come that Ashkenaz only says it by Musaf? Because Nusach Ashkenaz holds like the Shtichul Torah, that there's not no Simcha on Shabbos. There's only Simchas Mikdash, and the only tefillah that's a Mikdash tikka tefillah is tefillah's Musaf. The other tefillahs don't do it in Mikdash, the other tefillahs are Rachamim. But Musaf is a Mikdash tikka tefillah, so in the Mikdash tikka tefillah, it makes sense to stick in the phrase Yismuchu b'malchuscha. But Henry, I know, Davos Nusach Svard, so he says Yismuchu b'shachris also. Say by Mincha also. They say, I don't remember. Say Myra, then say Myra. It's Shachris, right? So you say it by Shachris. You hold that the whole day is permeated with the Simcha. So you take it as the Kasha. Shabbos is Takas Man Simcha. So that's where we part ways.
That was a Hasidic part, because the difference between Shabbos and Yantif is Yantif, Klal Yisrael is giving Takash Baruch.
Right, that's the Rav. The Rav's all Shtikh. Right. Okay. So we have four different levels of simcha. One of them is related to mikdash, but there may be another level of simcha that's also related to mikdash, which is not really Rosh Hashanah, but it's part of Sukkot. And since this is probably going to be the last of the Sunday morning shiurim for a while, usually we don't have the Sunday after Slichas, and then the following Sunday is some Gedai we usually don't have. And after it gets maybe Matzah Yom Kippur, but this may be the last of this series for sure. So I thought we'd just touch a drop on Sukkot. So the pasuk says, "Usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim." So the Rambam at the end of the book is Lulav writes that pasuk teaches us that there's an extra dimension of simcha on Sukkot above and beyond everything else, way above Rosh Hashanah and even above the other of the Shalosh Regalim. There's a special mitzvah simcha on Sukkot derived from this pasuk alone. But this mitzvah simcha, says the Rambam, only applies by mikdash, as the pasuk says, "Usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim." How in the world does that express itself? We're having such a lomdish, we have already a fifth level of simcha. What am I supposed to do? My smile is so big, it's fallen off already. What am I supposed to do? I had my simcha salev, and I had my basa v'yayin, and I brought my karbanas, I said my halal, I did every possible of kiyum of simcha. Now you're telling me there's another kiyum on sukkahs. What am I supposed to do? So the Rambam writes, he thinks that's the source for the mishnah in the end of Masechet Sukkah that speaks about all the dancing and singing and juggling acts they would do at the simcha's beis hashoeva. Says the Rambam, what are they doing on sukkahs? How come we don't find the simcha's beis hashoeva on Pesach, on Shavuot? There's only simcha's beis hashoeva on sukkahs. Why are you having such an unbelievable parties with maisers, with dancing and singing, with parades, adafka and sukkahs? So the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Lulav, that's because the Torah says, "Usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim." There's a special kiyum to do something above and beyond on sukkahs more than you would do regularly, and therefore the Rambam says there's a din d'arayis that have this simcha, but it has to be dafka b'mikdash. The fact that you're running off the bavav in the middle of the night to dance, that's nice. It's a zechel mikdash. That's not the real mikoy. The real mitzvah of smachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem is only in the base of mikdash, and that kiyum is dafka and sukkahs. So that added that fifth kiyum of simcha that the Rambam was mechadish. It's linked to sukkahs based on this pasuk of smachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. One could definitely disagree with the Rambam. Because, first of all, the Mishnah in the Maseches Lulav understands this pasuk usmachtem not as referring to the Simchas HaMikdash of Simchas Beis Shoeva, but refers to the mitzvah of the Matilas Lulav. The Mishnah says this is the source that in the Beis HaMikdash you have to shake a Lulav each day of Sukkot. The fact that we shake each day is only Midirabar and Zechel HaMikdash, but Midiraisa, the mitzvah of the Matilas Lulav, is only by Mikdash as a kimu of smachtem. So the way the Mishnah is taking the pasuk, it sounds like it's not talking about having a party on Sukkot. It's not talking about juggling and dancing and singing on Sukkot. It's talking about a very, very specific ma'aseh mitzvah called mitzvah of the Tilas Lulav. So the Rambam seemed to understood the Tarte Mashma, that the pasuk can be understood on two levels. The Torah Shabbat teaches us that you have to take a lulav the whole week of Sukkot, but the Pshuta Shemikra means Smachna Ma'yadei Simcha, Ma'yadei Eret Simcha. So the Rambam seems to say it's not a steer between the two. But again, there's no raya from the pasuk itself necessarily to the Rambam. But there are other Rishonim who for sure disagree with the Rambam. There are other Rishonim, Tosis, Rashi and Tosis in Maseches Sukkah seem to understand that that the idea of Simchas Beis HaShoeva is nothing to do with the fact that it's Sukkot. Simchas Beis HaShoeva is part of the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. There's one of the mitzvahs that we do on Sukkot. There's a halacha called Nisach HaMayim. You have to draw water and then pour the water on the Mizbeach. So that mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim has to be done in a state of Simcha. How do you know? Because it says in the Pasuk, Shafta Mayim Besosim in Mayim HaYeshua. So some of the Rishonim of Masechta Sukkah learn that you see Chazal had a tradition, some kind of Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim has to be accompanied by Simcha. So the reason why they had the special celebrations in the Beis HaMikdash is not because it was Sukkot, but it was because there was a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot, and Nisach HaMayim is the mechayev of the Simcha, of the Simcha's Beis HaMikdash. That's nothing to do with the Pasuk Spachl of Hashem Lekech Moshe Mizyom. What if for some reason you can't do Nisach HaMayim? There's no water. You can't find any water. All the springs dried out. So yeah, you can't do Nisach HaMayim. So some of the Rishonim would say, so then you cancel the parade. So what are you juggling for? The whole Mechayev, the Simcha's Beis Shoeva, is in Nisach HaMayim. And the Ram says no. The Ram says the show must go on. The Ram says the Mechayev of the special Simcha and Sukkot has nothing to do with Nisach HaMayim. It's a very nice mitzvah. That's one mitzvah. You do that, and fine. You do that with a frown also. But the mitzvah of Simcha, of Smach, of Hashem Lekechem, is Neveya that emanates from the fact that it's Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the mitzvah of Simcha comes from. So a kopanim, according to the Rambam, we have this added dimension. So in terms of the hierarchy of the Simcha, so we have Simchas HaMikdash, that for sure permeates all the Shalosh Regalim, but that doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's only a Shalosh Regalim Digadin. Then you have Shar Smachos, which according to Tosfos doesn't exist in that Torah at all. According to the Rambam, exists with the Raisa, and Shalosh Regalim for sure, and probably in Rosh Hashanah as well. Then you have Simchas HaLev, that the Rambam does quote by the Shalosh Regalim, and probably, at least according to him, in Rosh Hashanah. And we suggest that maybe others would accept that in Rosh Hashanah as well. And maybe that's what ultimately cancels Avelis, even in Rosh Hashanah. Then you have the Simcha Yaseira of Hallel, which the way the Rambam's formulating it, that's the reason, that's the lack of Simcha Yaseira that prevents us from saying Hallel in Rosh Hashanah. No. Then you have the fifth level, that extra super duper, it's Yaseira plus, it's oversaturated Simcha. Above and beyond all the other Simchas, there's a special kim of Simcha, which is also Mikdash related, but it's Mikdash related, Dafka for the Yantav of Sukkot. So you see that the mitzvah of Simcha's Yantav has very much to do with the base of Mikdash. Certain dimensions of Simcha's Yantav are Dafka, Mikdash oriented, and certain aspects of Simcha's Yantav go even past the actual physical walls of the base of Mikdash.